Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the show this morning. What a day. It is 11:01 in North Central Texas, and we all woke up to some really good rain. And it looks like it's going to be raining all day long here in North Central Texas. So where are you? What is your morning like? Have you experienced some issues today or not? Is a good question, right? Because if you're on the East Coast, hopefully you have some good weather. And if you're on the West Coast, we know you have good weather on the West Coast because you get sunny days on the West Coast. But we are here this morning, and I have a great show planned for you today. Today I have two exciting guests. This morning we will talk with Dr. Kang. He is a holistic neuropathic doctor and creator and author. And he just released a new book called Before You Kick There Broke Out. It's a parental guide. It's things that parents need to know about their children to set them up for success versus setting them up for failure because they're not doing what the child actually needs. And he goes in pretty deep. And then he lists all of these wonderful jobs, educational things that are ongoing, plumbing. These are things that will always be in demand. So it's not like they're picking a field that there's nothing for them to do, you know, or there's no money in it. These fields are lucrative, and these fields will always need people to do that. So anyway, we're going to be talking to him today, and he's such an awesome guy. I really enjoy him. And then we will be talking to a little bit later on in the show, Michael Crafter. Now, Michael Crafter has a very, very interesting story. You know, we all know since COVID, since this crazy COVID that we are in, what has happened to people is just, you know, unfathomable. We didn't think that this was going to happen. We didn't think that this would come and just disrupt our entire lives. And so, why am I muted? I mean, okay, I don't even know if you guys heard any of that because I was muted. How crazy is that? All right, so I'll start all over again. I'll take my time and I'll start all over again because I really don't want you to miss any of this today. My name is Marva Sneed, and welcome to From Marva with Love. I have an exciting show planned for you today, and I will tell you all about it. But the first thing I like to do when I start my show is say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will be glad and rejoice in it. Come rain or shine, it is a beautiful day. And y'all, it is Fabulous Friday. So I'm so excited about that. It is like, what, 11:05? I woke up to rain this morning, and this is some rain that we in North Central Texas really need. We haven't had a good soaking rain in a while, and so we don't want to we just needed some rain. We needed some rain to just straighten out the place a little bit, you know, wash some of the gunk out of the air. And so anyway, where are you? If you're on the East Coast, I pray you're having a wonderful, beautiful day as well. And if you're on the West Coast, we already know that you got sunshine, because it always, they say, it never rains in Southern California. But that's not the only state that's on the West Coast. But anyway, so I just pray that you're having a wonderful morning. And I thank you for tuning in today, for joining me. This is awesome. This is really awesome. And I'm blessed to have this opportunity to speak with you and share my love and share from Marvel with love, because it comes from a higher place, man. It just does. It just does. Because I think about where I've been, and I think about where I've been, and I think about where I am, and there's is nothing but God. And I like to share that with you as well. So now, today I have two incredible guests, very special people. I have Dr. Kane. He is an author. He is a creator. He is a holistic doctor. Some people call him a shaman. He created Grandpa's Secret. He has such clairvoyance that he can look at you and tell you what you are missing in your body. And I just think that is incredible to be able to do that. And he is on time. He is right on with everything that he will tell you. But anyway, he wrote a book. He wrote this new book, and it's actually a parental guide, and it's called Before You Kick Their Broke Out, Set Them Up for Success. It is a parental guide, especially for Black children. And he and his wife, they feed the homeless, they feed children, you know, all the time down in Houston, which is where he is from, and where he lives now. And so it is just, and he's an amazing man. I can't wait for you guys to meet. I'll need you guys to get you some pens and papers. So once he starts handing out this information, you do not want to miss this. And then later on in the show, I have another young man. He's very special as well. His name is Michael Crafter. He is the owner of Wings Crafter LLC, and he's got a very interesting story to tell about how he got here. His journey has been long, but God prevailed. He is doing a marvelous job. So anyway, he will be on a little later on the show. He's going to tell us how he got there. He's going to tell us all about what's really happening in the world of Wings and how he is different and better than any of those that are out there. So I'm excited. I'm excited, and I hope you are, and I thank you again for joining me today. So now, Texas Metro News hit the streets, and I'm going to kind of hold it up here. Texas Metro News hit the streets on Thursday, and our top story is, It's about everything that's happening. We've got the death of hip-hop rapper DMX, and there's a wonderful article written by Jihad Muhammad from The Final Call. You know, he was a father. He was going to soon to be a husband, and he was a hip-hop prophet. So you want to read all about his, the memoriam that they have done on DMX. Now, and his real name was Earl Simmons. Also, Ms. Cheryl Smith, our publisher, she writes a My Truth column, and she has her column this week is called A Lesson from COVID. The death of a reporter leads call for newsroom diversity. And that is written by our editor, Valerie Fields Hill, and it is about Mitch Mitchell. And so you want to check that story out. And we are in the mix of election season here in Texas. We have some city councils that are going to be elections going to be held on May 1st. And so we have Cheryl wrote an article about a young lady by the name of Christy K. Moore. And Miss Christy is a funeral owner. She owns a funeral home, and she's also running for place five in Mansfield, Texas. And so she, you know, is ready for that job. She's ready for that position. And as if you didn't know, Mansfield elected in 2020, elected its very first black mayor for Mansfield, Texas. That is in the Tarrant County, that's an amazing feat. And that's because I heard somebody say they woke up a sleeping giant, the black vote. Black people got out and voted a new mayor for Mansfield, and is a black man. So you definitely want to check that out. Now, Miss Norma Adams Wade, she is a veteran journalist. She had the first column, black female to have a column, a daily column in the Dallas Morning News. Miss Norma Adams Wade now writes for Texas Metro News, and her article this week is April 15th Evokes Thoughts of Baseball Heroes and Their Political and Social Impact. And she's talking about Jackie Robinson, and she's also talking about Jackie Robinson and Hank Aaron. So you want to check that out. Now, if you don't know how to get a Texas Metro News where you live, we are partnering with restaurants all over the Dallas and Fort Worth area, and you can go into just about any black-owned restaurant and get our paper there. You can also, if you want to get our daily e-blast, our Texas Metro News daily e-blast with these current stories that are happening right now, all you have to do is email me at editor@myimessenger.com. That's editor@myimessenger.com. Or you can email me at editor@texasmetronews.com. That's editor@texasmetronews.com. All right. So I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited about all of the stuff that we've got going on. What else? What's happening in your neck of the woods? Man, what's happening in your neck of the woods? It's just so much going on. I mean, I can't open up the paper. I can't turn on the TV. Without hearing about another tragedy, as if it's not enough. We are reeling from the death of a young man by the name of Dante Wright, was killed in Minnesota, 11 blocks from where George Floyd was killed last year. And in the midst of the trial of Chauvin. And now this young man gets killed by a training officer who said, oh, my bad, I thought I had my taser, and shoots the man with a gun, as if she didn't know the difference between a taser and a gun, because they're not on the same side. They are on different sides. And this mother is broken. Her heart is broken for the loss of her son. And it's just crazy. Well, last night in Chicago at a FedEx factory, someone came in and killed 8 people, and there are other injuries, and then unfortunately he's dead. What's going on? What is going on? We had mass shooting in Pennsylvania a couple of weeks ago. We had another mass shooting in Bryant last week. What's going on? What's going on? We need to wake up, everybody. We really do. We need to wake up. We need to know what's happening and what's going on, because it's not going to change unless we make it change. And so now with these elections that are upon us, early elections here in Texas will start on April the 19th is when they start. So you definitely want to make sure that that you get registered. I'm not sure if you've not already registered, if you can, but you can check out the register at Texas Registry and see if you are registered, and get out and vote. You need to know who your city council person is. You need, and you know what happens is after a big, you know, national race, like the presidency is come and gone, people don't tend to think about their city council. That's who you need to be thinking about. You need to be thinking about that immediately. Absolutely. Think about that immediately, because those races in Dallas County, there's about 50 people running for office, candidates that are running for office against their incumbents here in this 14-place district that we have here in Dallas County. And then they're doing the same thing in Tarrant County and Collin County. So there is a lot going on. So you need to get to know who your city council representative is. And please do that. Find out what it is that they stand for. And if it lines up with what you need and what you want in your community, then you need to send them a letter. You need to send them a letter. You need to let them know who you are. You need to voice that to them as well. But now I want to stop for just a second, and I want to just, first of all, I want to exhale, because I got something in my inbox that just totally reminded me of God's love for me, reminded me that he has never, ever failed me yet. And I want to share that with you, because I'm not the only person he's done that for. I'm sure he's done that for you. I'm sure of it, because you are still here. When you woke up this morning, you were able to put one foot in front of the other. You could look in on your family. You made your coffee. You got it done. And guess what? It's because of the love of God. Now, God will interrupt your plans to give you something better. Have you ever had, like, I'm going to do this. I want to do this. This is how I'm going to do it. And then it doesn't turn out the way you want it or how you want it. You know, God's timing is often different from our timing, right? But God's promises upon our life will always have the last word. And here's one of the things that the Bible speaks in it, and I love this. God's word shall never come back void. So what you read, those promises that he's made to you, they're not going to come back void. They're not going to come back void at all. They're going to come back fulfilled. And if you were to be honest today, you have been waiting on God to do something in your life, and it can feel as though you have been waiting in vain. Doesn't it? When is God going to heal my body? I wonder about that, because these knees, you know, sometimes. When is God going to save my marriage? When is God going to deliver my children? When is God going to restore my joy? The time between God's promises and God's provision is a difficult time. Are you there? Are you kind of stuck there? Do you feel like that's where you are? Hold on to your faith. I just want to encourage you to hold on to your faith. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. Say a little prayer. Say a little prayer, you know, because if we look back over our lives, if we look back over the lives of people who believed in God, that in the Bible that is written about them, God did fulfill them. He did fulfill them. You know, but we're living in a different time now. We're not back with Abraham. It took him 900 years. The children of the Israelites, it took them 400 years to get back to Canaan. We're not talking about that, but there is a little difficult time from promises to provision. And in order to, you know, get through it, you just have to hold on to your faith. That's, I mean, there's no other worry. There's no nothing else that we can say about that. You just need to hold on to your faith. Don't let anything come between you, because though things may be difficult before they get better, God has promised you a final victory, a victory free from pain and sorrow, and we will show, and he will show himself faithful. He will show himself faithful. Blessings to you and blessings to your family. And keep your faith. Keep your faith. All right, so I had to take a time out just for that. That's from Marvel with Love. Love tap for you today. That's just showing you how much you are loved, not only by your friends and family and those around you, but by God first. And this is what he has planned for you. So get excited, get happy about it. Thank him. And as I heard somebody say, talk to him. He'd love to hear from you. And that's for real. And that is absolutely for real. So now we are waiting on our guest, Dr. Kang, and I want to share just a little bit with you about Dr. Kang, because he is such an incredible person. Let me see here. Here you go. I'm going to share a little bit about Dr. Kang. Now, Dr. Kang, hold on. His name is Dr. Sharka Kang, Zulu Kang, affectionately known to people as Dr. Kang. He is a neuropathic doctor from Cameroon. He was born into medicine, coming from a lineage of healers. His gifts of clairvoyance and holding the rein were passed down from his grandfather, who was the medicine man in their village, to be able to levitate and fly. He can look at anyone and tell them what's going on within their body, as well as give them the blueprint on how to fix it. He coaches over 10,000 kids or more. He's an author of over 10 books. He's a teacher and a master spiritual. Many call him a shaman. He is known as the medicine of his era. He is a master formulator, a plant scientist, an inventor. He created his first natural male birth control, the pill for men. He is a Mensa. That means he's 1% of the world's most smartest people. He's a doctor to many celebrities like Honor Ray, Horsford from Amen and Friday. The Lakers own A.C. Green, the coach Phil Handy, and players from the Raptors. Olympic gold medalist Nashami Robinson, Nipsey Hussle, the late Nipsey Hussle, Dewan Woods, Derek Lassick from the Cowboys. You know, Oprah and Ellen DeGeneres aggressively seek after him. He has healed his wife, Isis Kane, from breast cancer and other serious ailments. She is an artist and an author, a mother, a speaker, a neuropathic practitioner, and a spa owner. So they together wrote this book, Before You Kick, That Broke Out, Parental Guide, Especially for Black Children. Now, we're going to be talking to Dr. Kang about his book and about some of the things that he does and what he has seen. And so now, you know, we talk about, you know, everything that's wrong, but there are some good things. There are some good things that are happening. There are some good things that have happened. People have pivoted. And they have taken their loss and turned it into a gain. Last week, I had on the Coffee Man. He went from triumph to tragedy to triumph again. You know, I've had people on my show that have talked about where they came from, and they never thought they would be where they are right then, and it's because they had to pivot. It's because, you know, God's favor upon their lives, and then they give him all the honor and the praise and the glory for what they've done for him. And so I just feel like, you know, while we're saying what we're not going to do, we're saying that what we don't like, we got to say we do need to give thanks to God. Then glory be to God. And I mean, and I think that's pivotal. I think that is absolutely pivotal at this point, and what we say and what we do to and for one another, because I think people want a hand up, not necessarily a hand out. And that's one of the things I really love about Michael Crafter and how he became to start his business. It was out of a necessity. And then he said, you know what? I have to take control. What is it that I can do? You know, and then he's following some wonderful people. He's got some great mentors that are helping him through this difficult time, you know, and that's a blessing, and that's what we all need. And, you know, I find that I have a mentor, a spiritual mentor. I have a financial mentor. I have a health mentor. Somebody that's helped, and then I have a professional mentor. So, I mean, they're going to have to be the same person, you know, because we all bring something different to life. We all bring something very, very different. And so what a blessing that is to be able to share ourselves and to share everything that we're doing, you know, with one another. And so how awesome. Thank you again for tuning in. It is now 29 minutes after the hour and 31 minutes before the top of the hour. And we expect Dr. Kang any moment now. Do you have plans for the weekend? If you do or you don't and you want to know what's going on, check out our community calendar. It's virtual and it's live. And there are several things for the weekend. We have some things standing out for Saturday. There's the Fort Worth Zydeco and Blues Festival featuring Fat Daddy, Step Radu, Jabbo, Little Jimmy, Danielle Renee, Rue Davis, and Miss Tess. And now that's going to be at the Ranch House at 3534 East Berry Street. And that's from 2 to 10. And you can go to jimaustinonline.com and get your tickets. So that sounds like a lot of fun. Oh, there's Chucks and Cocktails. It's a day party. It's at Sendaga. That's 813. And that's at 813 Exposition Avenue, right there in South Dallas, right off of the freeway there. And it is happening this weekend tomorrow from 3 to 8 p.m. It's a day party. Wear your chucks and have your cocktails, so you don't even have to get all fancy dressed up for that event. Spring into sexy. So get fit. There's a 5K run. It's online. So go to raceroster.com. That's race. R-A-C-E, roster, R-O-S-T-E-R, .com. And go there, get signed up, get registered, and you can do that. And you can register also at blackgirlsrun.com. That's blackgirlsrun.com. All right, meet the 2021 meet and greet DeSoto Dems. Now, have you ever been to Grove DeSoto? Because that is really a cool place. It is an incubator for small business. It's in a building right there on Beltline Road, and actual address is 324 East Beltline Road, and it is a big building with all of these wonderful business, black-owned businesses inside, and you can spend the afternoon, you can get something to eat, you can stop by each person's booth and buy something. And so it's really neat. So the DeSoto Democrats will be out there on Saturday at 10 a.m., from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and meet them. If you live in the DeSoto area, you want to know who is running for your school board and for your city council, and you want to meet them. And Tanji Fleming is the precinct chair, and so you will get opportunity to meet her as well. And again, that is from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. If you have any questions about it, you can contact Tanji Fleming at 469-430-9961. Now, that's 469-430-9961. Perfect. All right. Now, the Texas History and Culture presents Harriet Tubman and Maryland's Underground Railroad. This is a live stream tour. And you go to eventbrite.com and you can get your tickets for that. That is going to be from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. on the 17th. And go to eventbrite.com, and it is the Texas History and Culture. They present Harriet Tubman and Maryland's Underground Railroad. And I mean, you know, when you think about strong black women, now this to me is the year of the black woman. Now, we have been, oh my God, we have been accused of a lot. We've been hurt and harmed by a lot. But guess what? We still survive and we still rise to the top because we have a black woman as the vice president of these United States. We have black women in higher up in the cabinet offices by President Joe Biden. I mean, we have some incredible black women in our Congress and in our Senate. I mean, come on, y'all. We really got it going on. We have black mayors throughout the city. I mean, throughout these United States. we have, I mean, we have educators, black educators, black female educators. So this is the year of the black woman, and we would love to share with you our superb black women of the day. And we have that in our daily e-blast. And all you have to do is go to editor@texasmetronews.com. That's editor@texasmetronews.com. Put your email, a name and email address in there. Send it off to me, and I will put you on our daily e-blast list. And you'll get to see that superb woman of the day. And then share her with your friends and celebrate black women. Celebrate the superb woman in your life. Her name may not make the list. And then again, it might. You never can tell. You know, our publisher, Cheryl Smith, is the phenomenal woman. And, you know, it's awesome. It's an awesome thing. So now, do you know who Stokely is? Well, Stokely is performing at the theater at Grand Prairie, and that's at 1001 Performance Lane in Grand Prairie. So check that out. Now, I mean, our state is basically open back up again. COVID has opened. Our mayor got rid of the mask mandate. And, you know, you can go back to gyms and bars, and so restaurants are seating probably, you know, at some are still kind of doing half capacity, you know, but, and a lot of businesses are still just, they just are like, you can't come in here unless you have a mask on, and they will tell you at the door, and there'll be a sign on the door before you walk in. Make sure you have your mask on. That is the business owner's right to do that. And even though there is no mandate for it now, but now in the midst of all this, our mayor in Dallas, Mayor Eric Johnson, put a city ordinance out saying that any city building that you walk into, you better have a mask on. As a matter of fact, I went through the drive-through a couple of nights ago to get some dinner, and everybody had a mask on. I mean, I was in my car and I had my mask on. And I looked inside and I saw a woman without a mask waiting on her food. Now, nobody said anything to her, obviously, because she would have said, oh, let me go get my mask or let me put my mask. Nobody said it. She stood there in this public place without a mask on. And I thought, how bold is that? Now, I'm just not willing to take that chance. Are you? I'm just not. I'm not willing to take that chance. I don't know. I'm just not willing to take that chance. If I'm out in public, I'm going to make sure that I have my mask on. You know, and the only reason why I'm not wearing one now is I'm in the studio by myself. So I don't need to because I'm not exposing anyone. But, you know, it's too much. It's too much. And I just think we need to think about that. I think we need to think about that. And, you know, we do. We just need to think about that. So we are going to take a quick break while we wait on our, guest, Dr. Kane. So hold on and we will be right back. Yeah. Y'all, we are back. Welcome to the show. Hey, Michael. I'm good. I'm in the middle of the show. I need you to be on at 12:10. Be on the show at 12:10. Okay, all right, thanks. All right, bye. I'm sorry, y'all, and I am having some issues here. I need some help. Because my screen is so big, I can't see myself. So I don't know how to get that smaller. I'm trying to figure it out. Nope, that's not it. I don't know how, I don't even know how this happened, but you know what? It's okay. It's okay. I hope you guys can see me. I hope I'm not like taking up the whole screen because I don't know how to get this smaller, what happened to it in the first place. There we go. We're back in business. Look at there. Look at God. I tell you what, you know, challenges come, but I still, thank you, Gloria. I got it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. Figured it out. I got it. Thank you, Jesus. So anyway, I'm looking forward. Dr. Kang has not come on yet, but I do still expect him. And my second guest for the day is going to be Michael Crafters. He is the owner of Wings Crafter LLC, and which is really pretty cool. I'll tell you a little bit about Michael. Let me see here. Hold on. He started this business here just recently. But I'm going to let him tell you the story. I really am. I'm going to let you tell the story because he wants to share, you know, his triumph with you as well. And I do too. I really do. So, okay, we got out of control again a little bit. Okay, we're good. We're good. So anyway, we were talking before we were talking about the community calendar, our virtual and live community calendar, and I was just hitting you up on that. But I also want to talk to you about we can still kind of carry on our conversation about the general election, the city council candidates. And we're talking about Dallas. I mean, I'm looking here at it, and we have 14 different districts, you know, and we have people that are District 7, Kevin Felder's district. Well, Donald Parrish, Calvin D. Johnson, Tramonica Brown, Walter Changa Higgins, James J.T. Tourniquet, Israel Verla, and Adam Balazua. Now, that's the current, city councilman, Adam Balazua. And so there's a lot of people running in that race. Tadell Atkins is our councilman for District 8. He has Sabrina Lynn Brenham, Devontae Schalt-Peters, LaKoya London. They're all running against him. It's a lot. It is a lot. And so if you don't know what district you are in, go to the city of Dallas and you can find out when your district is. Now, I told you earlier that early voting starts on April the 19th. It's from April 19th to the 23rd. That's Monday through Friday. It's from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then on the 24th, it's from 8, that's Monday through Friday. Then on Saturday, the 24th is from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. April the 25th, that Sunday, is from 1 to 6 p.m. So let me, Dr. Kang said the link is not working, so we are going to try to put this link in again. Okay, hold on, Dr. Kane, I'm coming. Okay, so let's try that. Okay, I don't know why it's not working. But anyway, so I'm just letting you know, from the 26th to the 27th, that's Monday and Tuesday, are the last 2 days before election. And it is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And there are locations. And if you go to www.texasmetronews.com, that's www.texasmetronews.com, you should be able to see all of this in our paper. It's on our website, so you should be able to see all of that. Trying to figure out why I can't. All righty. So we are going to take another quick break, y'all, because I am having these technical difficulties. And so we're just going to take, and we're going to play a little bit of a Change Is Gonna Come. And I do not own the rights to this song on Facebook, y'all, so, but check it out. A long time coming, but I know All right, so we are back. I'm still trying to get the kinks out of the technical difficulties, but we're going to just keep moving and keep talking. And so I want to talk about what you want to talk about. So put me a something in the chat there, and I'll see it, and then we can talk about it, you know? Because it's a lot going on in this world, and we need to share as much as we can. Now, here's a question: Did you get your vaccine? Are you getting your vaccine? I think that's real important to get your vaccine. Now, I have been vaccinated. I've had both my shots. They were pretty painless and easy. So I'm glad of that. It did, you know, I had a few side effects, I think more so on the first one than the second one. I just kind of like needed to just go to sleep. And so I was able to go to sleep and sleep really good. And so my arm was a little sore for a couple of days, and then it went away. And I did, you know, and so anyway, it's better. So I encourage everybody to go do that. And now, if you are 55 and older, you don't even have to register. If you haven't had it, you can just show up at Fair Park and get your vaccine. Now, if you're younger than that, 16 up to 55, you still have to register for that, because now it's opened up for everybody. But anybody 55 and older, you don't even have to register. You can just go to Fair Park, show up, and get it done. So, I encourage you. I definitely do. I encourage you to please get vaccinated. Now, there's been some controversy over the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Several women, I think it was six women, got blood clots after having had their Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and were back in at the hospital 2 weeks. In about 2 weeks is when they noticed that they had these blood clots. So they have actually pulled it. So right now, until they figure out what the problem is, you're not going to be able to get the Johnson & Johnson, which it was the shot that you were only going to need to have one. Now, I had the Pfizer one, and Pfizer has said that maybe in a year you'll have to have another vaccine. You know, just like you would have a flu shot every year, you might have to do it because of the new variants and stuff that are going on. So with that in mind, just be mindful. You know, not only because not the vaccine keeps you from hopefully getting COVID, but it also keeps other people from getting it as well. So you got to have your mask on when you're out. You got to have your mask out on, and you got to do something. All right. So that we're just going to move on with that. And we were talking about the elections. And like I said, all you have to do is go to TexasMetroNews.com. That's TexasMetroNews.com, and you will get to see all of this information that we have on the upcoming general election in May, right? All right, so that is what's going on right now. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in today. So usually right now we would be talking with our guests, but we are still waiting, and it's okay. We're going to get through this. We're going to rise above and fly. And Michael Crafter will be on in a little bit as well. And he's going to tell us all about his wings, his famous wings, because he is different. He said, I'm not your average Wingstop. I'm something totally different. So we're going to hear all about that. We're going to hear about his tryout when he comes on. All right, so now we're going to take another quick little break, and we're going to play a song. Let's see here. We're going to play Family Reunion, because guess what? We are all family.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style. Ain't got no gal to make you smile, but don't worry, be happy. Cause when you're
life
All right, guys, we are back. Thank you for hanging in there. Let's have this little quick little short break. I'm going to invite Michael Crafter in. He is the owner of Wing Crafters LLC, and we're going to just have a great conversation because I want to know his story. Well, hello, Michael. How are you?
I am well. How are you doing today?
You know what, Michael? I'm going to rise above all of the challenges, and that's what you did. You rose above your challenges, which I think is phenomenal because you had a choice. You had a choice that you could stay stuck where you were or you could move forward, and you decided to move forward. So I welcome you. Why don't you give a little background for our listening audience and tell us about your journey?
Yeah, no problem. Basically, the way that Windcrafters started, it started at a point where last June, around June 15th, June 19th, basically what happened is I got let go from my job due to a racial issue. And I just made up my mind that was the last time I was going to allow anybody to tell me what I was worth. So I stood on my gifts and, you know, stood on my belief systems, and here I am today.
Wow. See, that's an incredible story. But it didn't start there. You came into this world, you know, you weren't supposed, that Satan was trying to keep you from coming here. And you said, your mama said, no, I ain't having it. I ain't having it. My baby is going to be born healthy and strong. And so tell us about that.
Well, basically what happened is they told my mother when I was born, I was going to be stillborn. So what ended up happening is they took my mother to my grandfather's church and they prayed for her and put my name in a prayer book. And here I am 40 years later, just turned 40, had my 40th birthday.
Well, happy birthday. Look at God. I'm telling you, God is good. I was talking about that earlier. It seems like sometimes that those best laid plans that you have, you know, God has something even greater than what you think is great. You know, you thought, I'm here, I'm doing this thing, I'm working now, it's COVID, I got a job. When people don't have jobs because of COVID, and you think, okay, I'm working, and then all of a sudden you go to work, and they tell you don't come back no more.
Yeah, that's what happened. Really, I wore a shirt that said on Juneteenth, it said Black Kings and Queens United. And on the back of that, it said, we are a brand. And the next Monday when I came to work, they let me go and would not give me a reason.
Oh, wow.
Now, as well, you know, the Ku Klux Klan that day had put out a warning stating that they were going to start killing Black people around 12 o'clock noon that day. So I told all the people of color in my office, if you have people in Mobile, check on your people. And the minute that I wanted to be vigilant for, you know, my heritage and be proud of my heritage is when there was a problem with me. I was superseding all their metrics. I just passed an evaluation. And that's what made me want to start my business even more because I just was tired of the rat race of not being recognized for my work. And if I'm proud of my heritage, you're going to fire me, you know?
Yeah.
So it was rough.
Oh, my God. I just think that is amazing. You're not the first person, I'm sure, that's happened to, you know? And now, let me ask you this. Where are you from? Were you born and raised here?
No, I was born in Detroit, Michigan. I actually got stranded here due to another job. And I remember being in a really big parking lot in Garland. And I told the Lord, I said, I don't know where I'm going, but I trust you. And I just started walking, and he's been blessing me ever since.
Oh, my God. That is so incredible. That is so incredible. I love to hear stories like that. I love to hear it when people say, you know what? I just stood still and let God have his will and his way with me, and this is where it has brought me. So that itself is an incredible story that it is amazing. It really is. It is amazing. So now fast forward just a little bit. So they told you don't come back, and you said, okay, well, if I can't got a job, then I'm going to start my own business. So how did this concept come about? Tell us about that.
Well, the concept of Wing Crafters was first done at a job I did 4 years ago when I was at UT Southwestern Hospital. I was a chef there, and they were selling food, but they were throwing away a lot of food. So I figured out a different way. I took the wings and we created them, and I ended up selling too much and too many. And guess who got the raise? The cashier.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Okay. That's what happened. Then fast forward 4 years later, I'm having this job here, and they make that decision that they made. And I remember the guy tried to antagonize me as I was leaving. He said, well, look, Mike, I don't want to have to fight with you on this here. And I looked at him. I said, look, I have a business to run. And I got in my car, and I made my mind up that day.
Okay.
Never again.
Never again. Never again. So did you, where did your name come from? I think you took it after yourself, but why did you name it Wings Crafter? So what is the, what were you thinking?
Well, what I was thinking when I came up with the concept and the name for the company, I was thinking more about leaving a legacy, because that's one thing in our heritage that we don't have conversations about that's very important. And when people are often successful, you know, they don't think about leaving something here for someone to emulate or follow. And I know in our Black community, we're not taught about heritage, and we're not taught about investing in self. So Wing Crafters was basically, I do wings, exotic flavors, and Crafter is my last name. So okay, that's how I came up with that.
Designer chicken. I love that. That is way cool. That is way cool. So that right there alone sets you apart from the rest.
Yeah.
That right there. That right there. And so so now you have special flavors. Where do your flavors come from? You know, how do you come up with these special flavors?
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I got to tell you the truth about every last one of them.
Okay.
They all didn't come at the same time.
Okay.
And God gave me every recipe, every single one of them.
Okay.
Okay. So the first hot sauce I did, it was a jalapeno hot sauce. Then I came with a pineapple hot sauce. Then a mango hot sauce. Then I do cranberry hot sauce during the seasonal, Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
I have that. I also have orange pepper hot sauce as well, which most people are not familiar with because it's something new. And I also have lemon pepper hot sauce, which is, it's only available at my company. I'm the only one in the world that has that. That's how I know God gave it to me, because no one else has it.
Okay.
Literally. So.
Wow. That is amazing. That's incredible. I really like that. So I can see some stuff in the background. Are that some of your sauces in the background?
Yes.
You want to show
them
to us?
Sure, yeah. This one here is it's the mango hot sauce here.
Oh.
You got that in an 8-ounce squeeze bottle, so it's very easy to get out.
Okay.
It's very good, number one sellers.
Okay.
You also have here, you also have the lemon pepper hot sauce here.
Oh, that looks good.
Yeah, and it's good enough for hot sauce, but marinating and everything else is
okay. Pretty
good.
Okay.
And here's a 12-ounce bottle of the orange pepper hot sauce.
Okay.
Now, this hot sauce here is literally made with mandarin oranges.
Oh, wow.
Delicious. Goes great with seafood, not just chicken, but many things.
Okay.
And
so
the rest of the bottles don't have any because I sold out.
I was going to say, because we need some of that. We really do.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us how do we get a hold of you, and so I can try to put that in the chat here to how do we follow you. Uh-oh, what happened? Marvin?
You can always,
there we go.
Well, you, what you can do is you can always inbox me on the Wingcrafters business page on Facebook, or you can follow me on Instagram and message me there as well.
Okay, you said Wingcrafters.
At Facebook, and you can always inbox me.
Okay.
And there for right now, I have my website that will be up and running here shortly.
Okay, cool. Okay, so it's Wingcrafters at Facebook. Inbox.
Mm-hmm.
Michael?
Yep.
Yeah. Your sauce. Okay, that's what I'm going to put. Yep. Because you definitely want to do that.
Well, I'm supposed to book me for a party. What I do is I do cater.
Okay.
And I do other flavors of wings, not just my hot sauce flavors. I do Philly cheesesteak wings. I do orange pepper wings. You know, I do a lot of exotic things. That's why it's designed with chicken. It's designed with you in mind. So you can also,
I like that.
Yeah. You can also just book me for a party there, too. And I'll show up and I'll do it live. I cook it live. I'm very, very, very focused on the brand. Mm-hmm. I'm very focused on the results. So mm-hmm. I don't really particularly like to deliver. I will, but I would rather cook it for you fresh. So
okay.
It's the same.
Okay.
You know what
so,
I mean?
So you are still taking on the role of chef. You will go come to someone's home and prepare their whole meal for them.
Well, what I'll do is it's more so if you have an event.
Oh, okay.
If
okay.
A wedding, birthday party, bar mitzvah, whatever it is that you're doing.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'll come here and I'll serve all your guests, and there'll be an experience that they won't forget.
Okay. See, that sounds really good. That sounds really good. So tell me, you told me kind of how you got started. Did you have to go and take out a loan? What was the preparation that you had to do?
Well, somebody once told me before, the best way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time.
Okay.
So basically what happened is it was little small steps that led to where I am now.
Okay.
So basically, I started in Fort Worth at a park.
Okay.
Doing play. You know?
Okay.
I started doing that. And I went from that to doing parties. Then, after the weather changed, I had to change my business model. Because, you know, sometimes your business model is going to change. And one thing that's definitely constant about business is mm-hmm. change.
It
you got to be always aware that you got to change sometimes during our process to get where we're going. And that's where hot sauce came in, because I was like, well, I can't go to a park, it's cold outside, people aren't outside, how can I get to my customers? And now I have customers all over the country that order my stuff.
That's
not
wonderful.
Your local.
Okay, see, that's wonderful. That's a pivot. That's what you had to do. You had to realize that I've got a pivot, so you're going to continuously add dimensions to that business. And so who knows where it'll be? It'll probably be, like God said, it'll be greater than you thought. It'll be greater, you know?
Yeah, I believe it will. But I also know that this business belongs to him. It doesn't belong to me. He gave me the gift. It's just
okay.
My job to keep him being obedient.
That is so awesome. That is so awesome. So now tell me, how many years have you been in Texas? And what do you think about our Texas?
I've been here on and off 12 years. I love Texas. I like it. You know, I think we're going through some things that we didn't foresee because it's not in our history. But other than that, when it comes to the fact that it's still a major metropolis and it's still growing, I like that.
Yeah.
And it's a great place to start a business. It really is.
It is. I have said that on my show so many times that Texas, it is just like, for the same reasons you may not like it, you can fall in love with it too. Because if you want to start a business, good. So we are going to leave you with something you know, something kind of exciting. I was, you know, it's the year for me, it's the year of the Black woman. And so I want to leave you with one of my dear favorite songs, and that is by Mary J. Blige, and it is Just Fine. So we're going to leave you with that in just a little bit. I just want to make sure that I have it ready so we can get to it when we get ready to log off. It's been a great day. It's been a great day. You know, you learn to rise above your circumstances. And I will leave you with this before I play that song, because remember we talked a few minutes at the beginning of the show. We talked about God will interrupt your plans to give you something better, you know? And so I just want you to remember that when you're just not sure what's going on and you ask, when is God going to heal my body? When is God going to save my marriage? When is God going to deliver my children? When is God going to restore my joy? The time between God's promises and God's provision is a very difficult time. But I would like to encourage you to hold on to your faith. Hold on to your faith, because the word says, God's word shall never come back void. And then that's the truth. It'll never come back void. And if you want to know, well, how do you know that? Or if you want to know the proof, look back. Just kind of turn around and look back in your life. And there are those times when you thought, I'm never going to make it through this. I'm never going to get what I need. Things are not going to change. And guess what? They did. They did change. So hang in there during that difficult time of promises to provision. Just hold on to your faith. Hold on to your faith. So now I am going to leave you with Mary J. Blige. I'm Just Fine. To all the ladies, celebrate a woman in your life this week. Celebrate her. Tell her how awesome she is and how much you love her. Share yourself with another human being, because when you do, you're doing something for somebody else instead of for yourself. So I want y'all to have a good weekend, and I'll see you next week. Here's Mary J.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to... Can't let this thing called love get away from you. Feel free right now, go do what you wanna do. Can't let nobody take it away from you, from me, from we. No time for moping around, are you kidding? And no time for negative vibes, cause I'm winning. It's been a long week, I put in my heart in. Gonna live my life, feel the road to get it right. So I like what I see when I'm looking at me, when I'm walking past the mirror. Don't stress through the night at a time, and my life ain't worried about if you feel it. Got my head on straight, I got the vibe right, I ain't gonna let you kill it.
who I'm a lady, so I must stay classy. Gotta keep it hot, keep it together.